Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS High in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Financial Times. Russia will not stop in Ukraine, warns Latvian foreign minister. The foreign minister of Latvia, that's a Baltic state right up against the Russian border, former prime minister, a candidate for NATO, says that the Russians are coming for him and the Baltic states after they gobble up Ukraine. It's a position to entertain because in Moscow, the presentation by Vladimir Putin and his lieutenants is that they're not fighting Ukraine. They're fighting NATO. NATO attacked Russia. At the same time, there's an article in the Foreign Affairs, the distinguished magazine, and this article points to the possibility of a nuclear weapon on the battlefield. Not a battlefield in Ukraine, says this article, but a battlefield in a conflict between NATO and Russia. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, my colleague. We begin a new year with the not zero probability that a nuclear weapon may be, can be used by Russia in Ukraine or, say, in the Baltic states, somewhere in the NATO presentation, the front line against the Russian Federation. Henry, a very good evening to you. Your experience with this is vast compared to mine. I just know what I read in the Financial Times. And right now, Latvia is reminding us that they're very close to the ambitions of Russia to regain its empire. How do you measure this idea of a nuclear weapon again? If it's zero probability, what does Washington make of this possibility? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I do not have vast experience, thankfully, fighting wars. I don't. All we have is history, and you and I probably read a lot, but that's not quite the same. The general idea that Russia is a threat to the Baltics is the reason the Baltics became members of NATO. It is not news. They're more worried now, I think, because they realize that Putin's popularity and legitimacy requires endless war. And I think they're worried that they're next. And I don't think that's nutty at all. As for nuclear weapons, I guess my skepticism is there. But of course, it's there less. Once you start talking about war, it can lead to nuclear use. And given the weakness of the conventional military of Russia, it's not crazy to start thinking a bit more about that.
The article by Peter Schroeder in the Foreign Affairs argues, unlike the West, Putin may not fear a nuclear standoff. He is well-versed in Russia's nuclear arsenal and the tenets of nuclear deterrence and possibly sees himself as a uniquely suited person to navigate a nuclear crisis. There is a photograph accompanying this piece in Foreign Affairs as recently as May of 2023, parading nuclear weapons through the streets of Moscow, I presume for the May Day parade. Do we take an autocrat's threat soberly in Washington, or do we regard this all as spin?
Well, we can't say that it's dismissed. It's the very threat that has kept both the right and the left and the Biden administration from leaning forward and giving Ukraine the strike weapons that would possibly, get the Russians out of the Crimea. It's certainly what's helped produce this stalemate, which is pulling a punch. Fear of a nuclear weapon being used by Russia has been driving an awful lot of our policy.
Nuclear deterrence is, if you attack me, I attack you back in proportion to your attack. The discussion here is about tactical nuclear weapons, which means smaller and used on the battlefield. At the same time, Mr. Schroeder's recommendation is there's no way to win a battlefield standoff. I nuke you, you nuke me. He argues that in some fashion, the U.S. and the NATO must convince Russian elites that Putin has an unacceptable position. Is that likely, Henry?
Well, I don't know that we have engaged in information campaigns in Russia to appeal to the elite to do very much yet. I mean, certainly there's not much evidence that they've done very much, that's for sure. If anything, it isn't the elites that have challenged Putin, but just the opposite of elite. I mean, the bottom feels he hasn't been tough enough. So I don't know. Anyone suggesting that we should appeal to the elites to do something to turn Putin out and his ilk is speaking very common optimistic language that certainly the United States has tried to do, I guess, since the beginning of the Cold War. Whether we're doing it and doing it properly now, I think ought to be a matter of public discussion. I'm not sure we are. But, maybe I don't know everything, department. It would be nice and optimistic to think that that might be a corridor that could produce a better world.
Is this conversation in Washington now? It was in the beginning of the conflict. I believe the president and his counselors often mention nuclear war possibility as an explanation as to why they were not pouring major weapon systems and the U.S. and NATO military into Ukraine. So does Washington still entertain the possibility of a nuclear weapon being used, and is it talking to Moscow about why that must not happen?
I am sure, out of fear and loathing, exactly what you're saying is occurring. What I'm not seeing is a more public and, if you will, congressional effort to ask, well, what do we need to do to make the current war in Ukraine turn to our favor? And what do we do to undermine Russian influence generally? We have all kinds of efforts when it comes to China in that regard. I don't see very much that's equal in effort with regard to European warfare. And that means not just Ukraine, but the thing you've raised, which is the Baltics, I mean, the Moldova, Latvia, Finland, blah, blah, blah. It would be somewhat reassuring if there was as much public and congressional attention paid to that problem as there is to China.
So is there complacency in Washington that the Ukraine war can be limited to Ukraine? And there's no reason to entertain apocalypse. We have less than a minute.
I think given the outburst of journalistic treatment of these issues most recently, it could change. My sense is that the right is isolationist more than anything else. They want to turn off the war in Europe and ignore it. And I don't think it's getting the attention it deserves.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Peter Schroeder's article is December 20th in Foreign Affairs, a very distinguished forum for arguing the imaginable. I'm John Battle.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it.
Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.